Before we go to Daf Tesam and Beis, I'd like to learn the Tosfos we had skipped over on Daf Tesam and Aleph, and just to refresh our memories, just let's learn a small piece of Gemara on Daf Tesam and Aleph to understand the Tosfos. The Mishnah said on Daf Tesam and Beis that Svarim anichtavim b'chol loshon, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the only nichtav Ela Yevonis. And we heard here a Baraisa. The Baraisa said, Mikra shekosve targum, v'targum shekosve mikra is not metames yadayim. It would seem, the Gemara understood that this includes also Yevonis. So Mara did not know who this is going according. So Rav Ashi said, let's use the lashon of the Gemara, Rav Ashi omar kisan yehi b'sha'as for him. It is going according to, speaking about Shas form, not Sifrei Torah, so speaking about Nach, Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara brings a Beraisis, and the Gemara is Messiah, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that Rabbi Lesanya Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Avchi Tiru Rabbi Seinu Yevonis, Leitiru Elo B'Sefer Torah, Mishumai say the Talmei HaMelech. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was only mater. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was only mater Ksav Yevonis by Sefer Torah. Mishumai say the Talmei HaMelech. And this Barais is speaking about Nevi'im Ksuvim. So Nevi'im Ksuvim is Mikra Shekosvay Targum or any Loshen. Is not the Thomas Yadayim, because Rav Shimon Gamliel was only matter Sifrei Torah. Let us see Taisus. V'Rav Ashi Omar Ahu B'Shar Svarim V'Rav Yehuda. And it's going according to Rav Yehuda. V'Koshe Do B'Pere Kol Kisvei Omar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said in Mesechtes Shabbos Ein Bein Svarim L'Megile Ela shasvorim nichtovim b'chol loshon, u'megile tzorich hashuris b'sefer u'bidyoy. Alme de b'shar svorim loy tzorich hashuris b'sefer u'bidyoy. But other svorim do not need hashuris b'sefer u'bidyoy. Im kein, no loy l'ravashi loymer d'rab yudah machmer u'matzrich kulehai. Poloy asker, posom shum tane de poligalai. Now we have to understand what this Tosfos says. In Tosfos found a memra of Rav Ashi Mesechta Shabbos that shar svorim leitzorich hashuris b'sefer u'dyoy. So how could Rav Ashi say menole Rav Ashi leimed Rav Yehuda machme? Now, what is the kasha? He brought a baraisa. V'sanya omer Rabbi Yehuda, av kshetiru Rabbi Seinu Yevonis, leitiru elo b'sefer Torah, mishumayse de Talmi Yamel. There's enough in the baraisa that Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's Rabbi Seinu, the Rashi says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was only mata Yevonis b'sefer Torah. Aber b'shar svarim, he was machmer, that you need daf kashuris. So what is Tosfos Kasha? How could Rav Ashi say, "Menolel Rav Ashi loymed Rav Yehuda machmer matzrich kulehai"? So Bemis and Tosfos and Shabbos Tosfos and Menoches that Rav Ranshberg brings down is it's a little bit more clear the Kasha. That's true. Rav Yehuda said that shar svarim have to be bashuris. It has to be beloshen hakodesh. It cannot be b'shar loshonis. But Rav Yehuda never spoke about Sefer Udyoy. That Rav Yehuda never spoke about. Rav Ashi said over here that this Baraisa that says you need Ashuris and Sefer Udyoy, that is going according to Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda holds B'Shar Sfarim need Sefer Udyoy also. That is not a Baraisa anymore. That is Rav Ashi's Ashtik Teire. Rav Ashi said that the Baraisa is speaking about Shas Svarim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll need Sefer Udyoy also. That's Rav Ashi's Ashtik Teire. That Taisus is asking from, it would seem this, no one holds that, that you need Sefer Udyoi B'Shal Svarim. So the Kasha is not from Ashuris. Ashuris, Rabbi Yudah said, Klor Shal Svarim, you need Ashuris, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Kasha is, Rav Ashi was Machadish, need Sefer Udyoi also B'Shal Svarim. And it would seem in Masechta Shabbos, that's another Muslim, no one holds you need Sefer Udyoi. That the Gemara in Kol Kisvei is not talking about Kriya, if one can learn from the Svarim. It's speaking of Linyan Hatzolim. V'hochi toma. V'shal Svarim, yesh lahatzilom, afal gav di nechtovim b'choloshim, shre yesh behen kamo shemes kedoshim. Aber bei Megille ist ein paar Schumaskore, ein Latzila, alle mit kein Ksube Kilchosa, welche Meiri Laharche Likreis behe. So Teusfus answers as follows. That the two different Gemorres, our Gemorres speaking about Kitzkosche Likreis behem, so Kosche Likreis behem, you need a Sefer Udyoi. Agabuchi was speaking about Latamias Ayadayim, Latamias Ayadayim, Afiluch Maintais, we had Taisan of Chesamad Bey said that, Giftis La Giftim is also kosher, but it's, not according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but, about Kaponim, so Taisan says that the Lagabi Likreis Behem, then you need, again, this Taisan is unclear, Taisan speaks about Shaula Shainis. But the Taisus and Shabbos and Taisus Nochus speaks about Lachaira Sefer Adyoi. That Sefer Adyoi, that's a din Likreis Behem. But, so then there's a din Dafka of Sefer Adyoi. But the Gemara in Shabbos that says by Shal Sforim, you don't need Sefer Adyoi. That's speaking about Lagabi Yatzolo. Now, Taisus, I mean, the Gemara that Taisvus brings in Masechta Shabbos is Zichra speaking about Shaula Shainis also. Ein bein Sforim lemegila, or Shal Sforim nechtovim b'cholosh. So we're speaking about Hatzola. So it says that to be Matzel a Megila, it has to be written b'loshen Ashuris, because a Megila doesn't have Shemus. So the only way one is matzel, a Megillah, minasreife, is dafke, if it was written properly. But, Shal Svarim, even though they were not written properly, but since they have shemes, so emela out the shemes, there's adin atzala min adleike, even though it was written b'shal l'shenes. Now, la'ira bosi, the Shach in Yeredeye, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, if God Yud Aleph, says as follows, Aval Beloshen Shel Choyl, Einoi Shem Klal. If someone writes Hashem Beloshen Choyl, not Beloshen HaKadosh, Umuta Limchoik Shem Shenichta Beloshen Choyl, Kegoin God. Then he says in the other Lashonis, this is not Hashem. So there's no Issa Mechike, Mutta Limchaik. Now, L'chayra Artaisvis is saying that we were talking about Shaula Shainis. We're speaking about Shaula Shainis. Not Loshen Ashuris. Here it says, Taisvis says that, Avgavdin, Svarim Yesh Latzilam, Avgavdin Nechtovim Bechol Loshen, Yesh bem kam shem is kedoshim. So lecheretz meridik modne. If the Shach says you're allowed to be meichik, it's not called Hashem. So why should there be a chiyuv hatzolah? You should be. You could be matzol at heistus. The Shach says lechatchila yesh lizoyo. But it's also lecheret does al the lechatchila yesh lizoyo. There's a din of matzilin. Rab Chaim Oizer and Achiezer Chelekimul Simin Lamed Beish, even he speaks about, he brings about down the Shach, or the Achoinim Ochilik on the Shach, he's Miyash of the Shach, But he just says one nekuda, which perhaps could make it perhaps a little bit more problematic here also. He brings down that afilo, according to the Shach, that there's no Issa Mechike, but an Issa Bezoyin there is. To be Mevazet, that's also. Bezoyin Hashem is worse than Mechikas Hashem. Then he brings down a Shvus Yaakov, that the Shvus Yaakov said, he wants to bring a Raya that Bezoyin is Chomo, a Shvus Yaakov Dom Lahater Besreife Shelo Yovei Lidei Bezoyin. That the Shvus Yaakov was matter to burn seems Shemus belaz, it shouldn't come with day bezoy. So kaponim, we see that sreifa is l'chera not a bezoy. So Fakelti was matter sreifa to burn l'chatchil, it shouldn't come with day bezoy. So it's a bit so. So why is it matzilin if it's l'chayre, if it will burn, it's not called as boli day bezoyin. And Mika didn't want us permitted to be moichik, it doesn't have a teire shem, so why is it matzilin? Let us go now and daf tesem at base. Here we're speaking about what the Chachomim were Meshane, when they wrote for Talmi HaMelech, he shouldn't have any tainis, any kashes. So, Leichemet Echad Mehem Nasasi. Didn't take a dover nechmot from them. Leichemet Echad Mehem Nasasi, Shlayoyma Chamir Leilokach, Abul Chayfetz Acheloka. So, Leichemet, anything that has any chemd, any shavyas, he didn't take from them. Ashecholak Hashem Alekecha Oysam Lahoyer Lechol Ha'amin. So they were Meshane, that Rashi says, Lohoyer Lechol Ha'amin. She'im Leikein Yeima Ben Noyach Muta Bavei Dezore. That is an Issa, it says, the Klaiso should not be Oivet, the Levonim, the Kechovim. Ashecholak Hashem Alekecha Oysam Lechol Ha'amin. So, Pashta Dekra means that Kaiser shouldn't be over them, that Eibishter gave them for the Mesoilim to be over. That's Pashta Dekra. So, Shim Leikei Yoyme Ben Eich Muta Bavei Dezora, the Kaiser shouldn't be over them, they're the Chalik of the Mesoilim. So therefore, they put Lahoyer Lecholamim. Umedroshai, but really, what's the truth? Shad lahachlikam bedvorim k'delatar deminoilam taket, that the Rebbeinu Shalom was not meineya them from being over the Shemesh and the Kaichovim, latar deminoilam. But to Talmi HaMelech, we couldn't tell the drash, and the Mele, they put lahoyer lecholamim. The Svas Emes asks, so he says, but how do you understand Shad? Ashecholak Hashem lekech oisam lahoyer lechol ha'amim. And what's klal yisro? They're not meyach. How do you understand the pasuk? Lahoyer lechol ha'amim. And for klal yisroel, they go with flashlights. I mean, how do you say pshat in the pasuk? So he wants to be mitzadid. Maybe the pasuk is going about bisman when they won the midbar. They had an onon, shalesh. Maybe they didn't need these shemesh nirech kechom lahoyer lehem. So it says, so one can say pshat that the Elohim Acherim that came about without a tzivui Hashem. So therefore they added loivdom. Shloi tzivisi loivdom. She'im loi kosvu loivdom mashmi shloi tzivisi she'iyu. That they're worshipping Elohim Acherim Shloi Tzivisi Shiyu. V'yoyma v'solseim kein Elohusein Sha'al kol chay nivru. So therefore he said Shloi Tzivisi la'ovna. V'kosvu lo'i, and they wrote for him b'mokeim esar neves es tziras araglai. They wrote the animal which has small feet. The kosvulay es al neves, mibnei she ishtai shal talmei al neves shmo. Shloyimer Sochaku bi Ayehudim. This is from the highest Meis. It's a Fakel, so that's all we need to, he needs to know that his wife is from the highest Meis. Some Amela, so they wrote, it's Iras Araglai. Betilu Shem Ishti Betoira. Kosvu Bemokim Beesar Neves, Vesiras Araglai. Why is an Arneves called Tziris? Arneves, the hands are shorter than the feet. The Menachem Meishiv Nefesh Mutzitzach and Rashi, so they call it Tziris. It's called Tziris Hayadayim. Why it's called Tziris Haraglayim? He wants to say, could be Belishna de Kro, that means, could be in other Lashonis, Beloshen Chazal, the front feet are called Taki Yadayim. But Belishna de Kro, it's called Raglayim. So Memele, so, I mean, Rashi is saying why it's called Tziris. Tziris means, it seems they're shorter than normal, so, the front of feet are also called raglayim. The Loshna Mishnah they're called yodayim. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, af besvarim lehitiru sheyichtavu ela yevonis. Rab Shimon Gamliel said that the Tanakhama says that one is permitted to write svarim b'chol loshen. So that's the language that came out from the descendants of Yefes. Frek de Gemore ve'eimer goymer omogig. Yefes had a lot of descendants, and there was different Lashonis. So how did we get to Loshen Yovon? Omer abchia bar abba, hainu taimed d'chsiv yafta lekim le'yefes, yaf yusoy shal Yefes, the beauty, the beautiful language that came out from the descendants of Yefes, Ye Ba'olei Shem, she should be Ba'olei Shem. Kuloshin Yovan Rashi says, L'shoina Yofa Mishal Kolbena Yefes. So the Loshin Yovan, this is the most beautiful Loshin which the descendants of Yefes have, and that's the Yaf Yefusa, Yaf Yusa Yishal Yefes, Ye Ba'olei Shem. The Turei Evin is Mesupik Pshat in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Here we have a drosha, Yafta Lekim Leyefes. So he clears a shaila, is this a drosha de Araisa? So that means, if it's a drosha de Araisa, so it's two things. Number one, that, it says that Loshen Yavon could be Ba'olei Shem, so that means that other Loshenis cannot be Ba'olei Shem. So comes out Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Minatoyre only Loshen Yavon is good, Shal Loshenis Apostle Minatoyre. And now what did Rabbi Yehuda say? He says, Rabbi Yehuda said that, he says it comes out that the Rabbonon, and that's the Makir of Shimon Gamliel, Abu Yavon, Loshen Yavon, Mestame is good, we have a Pasuk, that it's that Loshen Yavon is good Minatayre. And Rabbi Yehuda was Maisev, that the Rabbonon asked Afilu Loshen Yavon, by Nevi'im Ksuvim, and Mishmaisa, the Talmai HaMelech, they were matter, Al Kapon, they said they had to remain, the Weise Talmi Melech, they said that since the Mais was Beteure, so they said the Heter of Yovan remained by Sifrei Teure. That's one way. Well, here's another side. It could be that that Mina Teure, Rav Shimon Gimel was also made that that all the shinies are good. This Yafta Lekim LeYefes is really an asmachte. That only Loshin Yovan is good, this is an asmachte. And the reason why they were Boiche Loshin Yovan is, could be because of the Maise of Talmei HaMelech, that means Minatera, all the shinies are good. And the Rabbanon asked all the shinies, and they left Loshen Yovan because of the Maisa of Talmei HaMelech. He says the Tana of the Mishnah seems to hold that Loshen Yovan is good by all, by Nevi Meksuvim also. So he says could be that he holds they didn't want to differentiate. If you'll be Mata Yovan B'Sifrei Teure, so how could you answer it by Nevi Meksuvim? So if they had to be matted by Sifrei Teure, so they were matted by Nevi Meksuvim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that Als Maise Shehoyo was Davke B'Sifrei Teure, so that's how it remains. God, I saw someone is Ma'ira. When we're holding in the sugya, here's a different surah. Someone clears a shaila if the maisa of Talmei HaMelech was dafke by Chumash or a filu by Nach also. What did they translate from Chumash or Nach? So he brings down someone clears it for a shaila, and the Chido and Shem Agdoilim brings down the shaila. He does mitzadid that it's only by Chumash from the Loshon HaGemara, because the Gemara says, Omalem Kisvuli Teiras Moshe Rabchem. It's mitayk from the Loshon HaGemara, Teiras Moshe Rabchem, that it means Tavke, the Chumash was written the Loshon Yovan. So he's Ma'ire, if you learn the Sugi, it's Pella what to be Mefalpo. I mean, that's the whole sugi. The whole sugi, that's Rav Ashi's teretz. Rav Ashi says that the Meksuvim is also Beloshin Yovan. It's an often debate because the whole time they were Mati Yovan, it's Mishamai Sabayish. They took Chlor of the sugi. There's no mocking to be Mithalpo. The Zichah the Maise of Talmi Amelech was Dafke by Chumish and not by Nevi'im Meksuvim. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Ein ben koin moshuach b'shemen ha-mishche l'merube begodim elopar habo al kol ha-mitzvahs. There's two way found him how to become a koin godel. His man there was shemen ha-mishche, so they became a koin godel with the mashiach of shemen ha-mishche. Later when the shemen ha-mishche was nignaz, so then they became koin godel Be-be-be-levishishmeinibgodib. No, there's one difference. Ala par habo al kol ha-mitzvahs. What's this par habo al kol ha-mitzvahs? Let us see what Rashi says. Berube begodim, kahanim she-shimshu be-bayisheni. There was no shemen ha-mishcha there, so they became kahanim k'toilim with levishishmeinibgodim. Va'av be-bayis rishin mimoish yoishiyo ve-eilech. They also shenigna sloichish shel shemen hamishche, so they became also kahanim gedolim davke with the levisha shmeina begod. So the whole difference will be par abo al kol hamitzvus koyin moshiach sheoire heto bedovo shezdoinai koris veosa keherosa, that a koyin godol was moire with a double shezdoine chorus. He said it was mutter. Not only was he moire, he is also keroso, is maybe pa. So that's, Ibn Zakashanem im Kain a Mashiach Yechto La Ashma Saom. So there it's a besondere Tnai im HaKoyin HaMashiach Yechto. That this part, that means Be'emerson, he was over on a Chai Be'krisis B'shoigik with a Hilo, which theoretically the Kolben on this is a Kolben Chatos. The Koyin HaMashiach brings a part. So that is Dafke. So this is Beferish Koyin HaMashiach. So this din applies only by Koyin HaMashiach, not by Merubah Begodim. Let us see Taisvis before we go further. Ein ben Koyin Mashuach LaMerubah Begodim Ela Parabo Kol HaMitzvis. Perish Par Koyin HaMashiach Shechoto B'Shoigik. The Osa Aches and Kol Mitzvus Hashem Asheloisa Sei Osen Leba Oshem B'Dobo Shes Doine Kolos. Aboloi Mayri Bepar Helem Dovo Shel Tzibo. Zaktais is Lecher, we could learn Shat the Mishneh. It's speaking about that the Tzibo was over on the Dovo Shesh by Kolos. Dichsiv Bei HaKoyin HaMashiach. There it says that the avoide par helam dova should be done to the Koyin HaMashiach. So we could learn pshat in our Mishneh that par habo kol mitzvah does not only mean if the Koyin Godel was chota b'shoigi, but it means the avoide that the Koyin Godel does if the tzibur was chota b'shoigi. Because it says there also that the avodah should be done to the Koyin HaMashiach. So Taisvus says, "Domabinim b'tayis koni koyanim dafulo koyin hedit yachol lahaviyoy b'chosh kein berube begodim." He says there it's only alachatchila dike. The pasuk says Koyin HaMashiach, so they bring back that alachatchila the Koyin HaMashiach should be doing this avodah by a par helam dova. So the mission that says haste is that's the difference with that a meruba begodim cannot bring a par, it means his par, not the par of the tzibur. The Moisef Rashi in the Gemara brings a Rashi in Hayri Yistafidaldam at Beis. That Rashi seems to say, "Ain't maybe par helam dova loy mishaloy v'loy mishal tzibo." So it seemed that he learned shat that the Mishnah is speaking about that a koyin hamashiach, that a koyin meruba begodim does not bring for the tzibo. Also, the Turiyevim brings a rivo and yume, Rashi in kedushin that you need a Koyin HaMashiach to be makrif for the tzibur, the par helam dova. So it would seem that Babli does not hold like the Torah's Koyin. Ein ben Koyin Mishamish le Koyin Sha'ovar ele par yoyim ha-kipurim basir ha-saifa. Let us see Rashi. Koyin HaMashiach kegoyim she'ira boi psu. The Koyin HaMashiach, that's the Koyin Godel who was Oymed Lushamish, Uminu Acher Tachtov. So they were Mamane someone else. For Ovar Psuloi, V'chozel Avidosoi. So now the Koyin Godel, so there was a Yom Kippur, but he was Posel. And someone else was Nismana to do the Avoide. Now V'Ovar Psuloi, V'chozel Avidosoi, V'heviroi. So now they were Mavir, the second one. Reviroi Abba Tachtov. It's Horishin Kori Mishamish, Basheini Ovar. That's the one they were Mavir. Elo Par Yoimakipurim. She Evsha Lohovishnaim. He can't bring two. Vechein Asire Saifo Chaviti Koin Godu Shobuchol Yem. She Evsha Lohovishnaim. So, Vaistais Be'etzim, he has all dinim of a Koyin Godel, but the korbonis that have to be nikri from the Koyin Godel, Mustome, are that's niskaim to the Koyin HaMashiach, not to the Koyin HaOva. Sagt die Gemorre, hole Indien paar Yema Kippurim Basire Saifa. Now let's go on, this is going on the Reish of the Mishnah. Aber Merube Begodim, the whole chilek is, legabe paar Habo al Kola Mitzvahs. Hole Indien paar Yema Kippurim Basire Saifa, Zeve Zeshov. So then, a merube begodim also, if he's a kohen gadol, so he does the avodah yom kippur, and he brings the minchas chavitim. Masnisen doloi kerameya. The rameya, osanye, merube begodim, maybe par abo al kol ha-mitzvitz, divrei rameya, v'chachomim oimrim eine maybe. Now that's finished. Now the Gemara says that our Mishnah is not like Rameya, because Rameya said Merube Begodim Mevi Par Habal Kol Mitzvah. So also you don't need a Kohen Mashiach. Chachamim Oim Remeini Mevi. So our Mishnah that says that the Merube Begodim does not bring a Par Kol Mitzvah, that's like the Chacham. My time with the Rameya, the Sanye Mashiach. There it says in Kohen Mashiach Yechta. Ein li ala mashuach b'shem en ha-mishcha, merube begodim inayin. Talmud loyma ha-mashiach. So Rameir is marbe from the hay that a merube begodim also brings a par al kol if he was over on chai b'krisis. Zakta gemore b'maya kimne d'loike Rameya, but the Mishnah is not like Rameya. Ein meseif. The Sefer says, "Ein bein koyin mishamish lekoyin sheovar ela par yom kippurim v'asiris ha'efer." Halachol devreim, the whole difference between a koyin sheovar is the par yom kippurim v'asiris ha'efer. Halachol devreim zeh v'zeh shovin. Oson l'rameya. So you tell me the reish is not like Rameya. And so comes that the Sefer is according to Rameya. The Sanya, we learned in Abarais, Ira boy psu. Uminu koyin acher tachto. Es rishain choyza laveidose. Sheini kol mitzvahs kohune gedoy la'olov. Divrei Rameya. So Rameya holds that all mitzvahs kohune gedoy la'olov. So, in Rabbi Yossi Yoyma, Rishin Chayza Lavidosa. Sheini and Roi, Loyle Koyin Godel, Veloyle Koyin Hegit. The Sheini is not Roi to do Avoid anymore. He stops doing Avoid. We'll see why in a minute. Voma Rabbi Yossi, Maise be Rabbi Yosef ben Ulam, Bitsipoiri, Sheira by Psul be Koyin Godel, Minu Tachta. He was a Koyin Shova. Ubo Maisa Lifnei Chachomim, V'omru Rishin Chayza Lavidosoi, Sheini Eini Roi Loyle Koyin Godel, V'loyle Koyin Hedit. Koyin Godel, Mishum Eive, it can't be a Koyin Godel, Alts Eive, that will bring a Psasine between to the Koyin Godel and Mishamish, he's also a Psa Koyin Godel, so that will bring about Eive, so Mamele, he can't do avoda with shmeina begod. Kain hedyit mishmalim bekodesh v'loy meridim. That means he was zeich already lulvishes shmeina begodim. So mamele v'loy meridim. So Rabbi Yosi holds that there's according to Rabbi Yosi there's another chilek between a kain mishamis and a kain shova that a kain shova it cannot do avoda anymore. So you have to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rameya. The Reisha we said that is not going according to Rameya. So the Gemara says Reisha Rabbonon b'Sefer Rameya. Amar Rav Chisda in Reisha Rabbonon b'Sefer Rameya. Rabbi Yosef Omar Rebihi v'nosav lo aliba de Tanoi. That means the first Mahalach held that the Mishnah. The many times the Lashonis of the Mishnah are not what Rebbe held. These Lashonis were the Lashonis of previous Tanoim, and they were put into the Mishnah. So then it's a bissel modner. We have one Mishnah, and the Reisha is not according to Ramea, and the Seif is according to Ramea. The second Malach is, Bechlal, this is not the Loshen of Ramea or the Chachomim. This is Rebbe Laloche Paskin, like the Chachomim in the first case, that a Merube Begodim does not bring a Par Habor Kolam Mitzvahs, and he Paskin, like Ramea in the second case, that a Kohen She'ovah does the Yavoid. Zot Rashi, Holochol Divreyim Zev Zeshov. This is the Loshen of Rameya. Rameya said that L'chol Divreyim Zev Zeshov. The only chilek is Lagabi the Par Yema Kippurim Vesir Seif. L'chol Divreyim Zev Zeshov. Vim Bo Lahakter Oy Lavoid Shum Avoide Meshamesh Bishmoyne Begodim Koin she'ovar ke'koin ha'mishamesh. I really don't understand why Rashi is chapson haktore. I don't mean haktores peiros, haktores emurim. Oy lavay shum avoide. First, Rashi speaks about a specific avoide. Then Rashi says derech klal all avoides. Oy lavay shum avoide. I don't know why Rashi is marich in this nekude. Kol mitzvahs kohune gdoyla olo. So Ramei holds kol mitzvahs kohune gdoyla olo. Meshamesh, peches pgodim, loy peireya, veloy peirem, but he's also a gadol pere, he's also to be kereyes begodim, umetzuva ala psula, there's a mitzvah psula mam of yikarisha, umuzer ala amona, there's a lot of amona lesikach, umakrivoinon, that's what Ramei holds. And Rabbi Yossi says, "Veine roi l'shamish, loy b'shmoyne begodim kekoyin godu, v'loy ba'abo kekoyin hedyet." So, Pashas would seem, I feel according to Rabbi Yossi, the whole difference is that l'gabi shimush, l'gabi shimush, sheistis, he can't do avoida, he can't be m'shamish as eid, because this is no, we don't have the correct big dekuna for him. Rebihi ustome alibe, visosma alibe de napshe, nosavel alibe de tanoi, bimrubi begodim, sovelo kerabonon, that what? That he doesn't bring a par, if he's only mrubegodim, bekayin shova, sovelo keramei. Let us see Tosfos. Ein bein koin ha-mishamish le-koin she-ovar el-par yeim ha-kipurim. Koshe amai nokat le-koin she-ovar. It says we're speaking about that after it was over already, I mean in Yom Kippur, so he's doing what the koin godel is doing. He's bringing the par yeim ha-kipurim. No, le-koin she-ovar. After it was over, so then he doesn't bring a par, and then the coin of Meshamesh brings a par. Factor Tais was kosher amay noket lekoin sheova, da afilu biyoim sheira by psu lekoin Meshamesh, afilu when he's a coin sheyaver. That means now he is doing the void, he's being makriv the par. Vishimesh zetachto, there's also a chilik between the koin sheyaver and the koin sheshimesh. Shehapar bo min ha-mishamesh, afal pi she'ein mishamesh. Kedeise b'irishalmi, v'im kein avle lemeima bein ha-koin ha-mishamesh le-koin sheyaver. V'zuk This difference in the par is not only a difference in koyin she'ova. Now, in koyin she'yaver, when the koyin is doing the avodah shema, the koyin she'yaver is doing the avodah shema kippurim, there's also a difference. This because the koyin she'sh, the par has to come from the koyin ha-mishamesh, not from the koyin she'yaver. So there's a difference, I feel, in the day he's doing the avodah, that the par is not from him, the par is from the Kohen HaMishamesh. V'yesh loyma, di nokat lo'oysoy sheyaver, אבי משמע אולא איסא אישא עובר כבר בהבי בכל השונה, תבי בכל שונה, יש הרבה חילוקים ביניהם. That means if the Mishnah would say that this is the difference between a Kohen HaMeshamesh and a Kohen Sheyaver, so I would think that this is the difference by a Kohen Sheyaver. By a Kohen Sheyaver, there's many more differences. B'shemach inokid lo'ishe Sheyaver lashminen da'af b'didei leka elachilik zeh. That a filo b'Kohen Sheyaver, the oath only the chilik is in the parsha Yom HaKippurim and the Asiris Eif. Ba'in HaChanami, the Kohen Sheyaver, there's also a chilek between the Kohen HaMeshamesh and the Kohen Sheyaver. Bim Toima Lamai De Frishish Shapar Havi Me'oise Shire Bayapsu Avol Gav She'ein Meshamesh Im Kohen Kosh Mahodam Asayif Per Kama De Shvuiz Asheloi v'loi mishalochiv. It says that the par asheloi. So the Chazal darshan v'loi mishalochiv akahanim. That it should belong to the kohen that's doing the avodah, not ochiv. V'adarab, the Gemara that have said asheloi is telling us a bigger chiddush. Oy loy loyma v'loi mei oisoi amishamish tachtav. That has to be loy, and not to the one that's mishamish tachtav. Dabar revusa tvei. That even though he's doing the avodah, even the Kohen Sheyaver is doing the avodah, but the par has to belong to the Kohen HaMeshamesh. V'shem HaMishm Davim Milse D'loi Shchiche Shofkei V'noket Midi D'Shchiyach Kol Shon. Ein Chanami, but the Gemara wanted to darshan the meat of the Posek Loi and HaMilse D'Shchiche. So HaMilse D'Shchiche is not that the Kohen Gadol becomes Nifsal Yom Kippurim. Ve'elam la'ire keri l'kei god v'yem ha'kippurim. So mail the one to have on that adroshe that's more shchir. Ve'hi nami da'koy mitzrabe de'koma de'goli rachmone shchite be'baylem lo'ikoshe l'peirusheinu. So it's not shver according to Arpshat heichi shochit. So now, Taisvis is asking Akasha as follows. The Gemara says in Menoches, the Gemara in Zafim Aposik, that the Kohen Gadol has to shecht, you need shechita b'baylam. That the b'shochet as para shaloi, that or v'somach v'shochet achsamir, that the shechita has to be from the bailam. Tavke by this kolb. By the parsha Yom Kippurim, you need shechita sa bailam. The Mefoshim explained, the Sameach, the note says that the emison by all kolbonis, forget it's a droshe v'somach v'shochet, mishe somach u yishchet, is a mitzvah, b'baylam lishchayt. But out the mitzvah of the b'baylam lishchayt, you can make a shliach also. Mitzvah b'yaisim b'shluch ebol kaponim, the mitzvah can be niskayim al yidei shliches. Masha enkein, by the par shoyem ha-kippurim, there the loch is its ma'akit, that you need, that the baal ha-kobim, the baal ha-par, he has to be the shoychit. Now, so Taisa says, Akasha, so if the Baal HaPar has to be the Sheikhid, so how does this work? Let us chat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if the Kohen HaMeshamesh is not doing the Avodah, so Al Kaponim, the Par has to be Shel HaKohen HaMeshamesh, even though the other one is doing the Avodah. That's Taisa's Kasha. It's a Miyuchadik Adin, that you need the shechita of the bailam by the parsha Yom HaKippur. So what does Taisvus answer? The kivin, the zochi leirachmone, avekeilu magdish mishaloi. It's very unclear what Taisvus is answering. Perhaps pshat and Taisvus we can say as follows. There's a So machloikis, the ktois achoshin, the pnei Yeshua and merube, ktois achoshin is in simen tavov, sifkot and beis. The Gemara says in Pesachim that Peites Amoicha Eilasa Yishlomo Loyasa V'loyklum. You can't tell Shlomim. So the Pnei Yeshua says, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds Kotchim Kalim Momim Bailim, you could tell a Shlomim. So the Pnei Yeshua, that Gemara that says Amoicha Shlomo Loyasa V'loyklum, is going according to the Chilkin Rabbi Yosi Aglili. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you can't sell a Shlom. That's the Pnei Yeshua. The Ktois HaChoshen wants to say that now that thing is going according to everyone. He says there's two Inyonim. There's the Inyon that a Bailam has a Schus Achille in the Kolben, a Kotchim Kalim. So the Schusi Achille that the Bailam has, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Kotchim Kalim Omen Bailam, so the Schusi Achille he can sell over. But the Ktzai says there's another Inyon. Hazevach Einay Nishchat V'Nizrak Elo Al Shem HaBailam Shegdishu Oysoy. That means that the Ritzi of the Kolben is totally in the Magdish. Who the Ella al Shem HaBailam Shegdishu Oisai. That means even though one can sell the Kolben, you can't sell the Ritzui. The Ritzui is to the Magdish, for the Magdish. So Mamela Safulka and Tabiyasi Glili, that cannot be sold. So we see from the Ktzais that the Ritzui of the Kolben is who is the Baal HaRitzui? The Magdish. That's how he's zeichet to get the Ritzi of the Kolben. He was magdish this Kolben for a Kolben. So Mamela, that's how he's zeichet to the Ritzi. So Taisvi says, the Kivin, the Zochi Lei Rachmoni. Now, let us try to figure out. When the Kohen Ha'oiver does the Avodah and the Parsha Yom HaKippur, he's misvada on the power. So, who's he misvada for? He says, the Kohen Gadol has gesündigt. He says, Chotosi Avisi Pashati. He says, ich hab gesündigt. He's misvada on himself. The Kohen Gadol HaMishamish, he'll become the Skapa, it's Ochi Vakahane. But Lemaise, so the Ritzi of the... Lemaise, the Ritzi of the Kolben will be for the Kohen Ha'oiver. It's going to be for him, the Ritzi. So Taisu says the Kivin the Zochi Lei Rachmoni. So since the Torah says that the Ritzi of the Kolben will be his, that is the Seder, is Avikilu Magdish Mishaloi. So Taisu means the whole din that you need the Shchit of the Bailim, that's not a din like an Esrik, you need the Baal, that you have to be Lekeyach Esrik Shaloi. You need the shchiti of the Baal HaRitzi. The one who's going to get the Ritzi, he has to shech the Kolben. That's the din of Samemele, the Kohen Gadol. Normally the Kohen Gadol is considered the Baal in that's going to get the Ritzi of the Kolben, because he was Magdish the Kolben. But if there's a halacha that a Kohen Ha'ivel gets the Ritzi, afilu, he wasn't Magdish the Kolben. So Memelis, so that's called, there's a shchit of the Bailam. He's the Bailam of the Ritzi. The Kivin, the Zochi Lei Rachmon, Avekilu Magdish Mishloi. When he's Magdish, the whole reason he is shchit because he's the Baal HaRitzi. So in by the Kainoim, is also the Baal HaRitzi. The Loi Le Kain Hedyit, Mishun Malin Bekaidish. Rabbi Yossi said, that the Kohen She'ovar cannot to avoid as a Kohen Hedyit, Altmalim B'Kohish. Koshe, Loma Lei Haytayme, Tepek Lei, the Kivin, the Roi, the Kohen Godel, Ilav Mishumeiva, since he's Roi, the Kohen Godel, Lav Mishumeiva, Bemison, he's the Kohen Godel. Now we don't permit him to do the Avoidah. b'shmeine begodim because of Eve. But l'mais is a kohen gadol. In Cain, so why do you have to say a shtik teure? That you don't let him do the avoid the bedalad begodim al tzmalim bekoidish. There's something more than that. Ain't a yochel l'shamish baba begodim, mishum da'avalayim mechusa begodim. He's a mechusa begodim. He's a kohen gadol that's doing avoid the bedalad begodim. So why do you have to come to a new din of malim bekoidish? He's a kohen gadol. Yeshloimer de mishum hay time lo hayino makpidin kiven dalpi betnu ilav time de mal. So here the Taisvis is very unclear what Taisvis is answering. But Baruch Hashem, we have on the side vayin Taisvis Yume Perusha. So Taisvis and Yume says as follows. Taisvis and Yume explains that just like the minui of the kohen gadol is through Besdin or through the Melech. So he's Nismana Alpi Dibu. Shekimi Misalik the Kohen Gadol also Alpi Dibu. That means he loses the Din Kuna Gdaila also Alpi Dibu. So Memele, so Taisvah says, so the Emerson would be asporah to say, if we don't want him, that he should be Mishamish Bishmeine Begodim. This Besdin doesn't want, because he'll bring about Eva. So Memele, so Besdin is Bekoyach to be Mesalikim from Kunigdala, and then he would become Oiskoyin Godel. And then he'd be able to do the Avoide, Bebigdekoyin Hedyet. So why not? So therefore the Braise says, Mishamalim Bekoydish, but Besdin won't do it. Because since Lemaise, he already was Zeiche to the smile of Koyin Godel, and it's not his fault that he can't be Mishamish al Kohen Gadol, so therefore Besdin is not Misalakim from the Kohen Gadol. So that's where the Braise is to say the time of Malam B'Kodesh. Let us see further. Ein bein bome gdoila le bome ktano elo psochem. So we'll see that really Pshat in the Mishnah means as follows. Abom Gdoila, that was the Mizbeach Shel Moshe, that was Begilgal. Abom Ktane was Abom Asyochid, that each person was able to be Makiv on Abom Asyochid, Bezman Heter Abomas. So the Mishnah says that the only difference between these two is Elo Psochim. Psochim means Chayvais Akavu Lehem Zman. That all chayvis akavum lem zman is muta b'boma gedoyla. That's what a boma gedoyla has over a boma ktana. Zeaklal kol shu nida v'nidev korev b'boma. Vol sheinu loy nida v'loy nidev ene korev b'boma. So what are you makrev on a boma ktana nida v'nidev? And chayvis akavu lem zman, that's by a boma gedoyla. The Turi Evan asks Akasha that there's a lot of nafkaminis between Aboma Ktana and Aboma Gdoila. For example, by Aboma Ktana you don't need smiche, there's no din of tzofen, there's no din kohune, there's no din klishoris, there's all, and by Aboma Gdoila all these halachas apply. So what is pshat in the Mishnah that ain't bain only elopsochim? So the Turi Evan answers that the Mishnah is speaking about the Iker Kolben and the Nat Tachsisei HaKolben. The Mishnah is speaking about which Kolbonis you can be makrit. And so in which Kolbonis, the only difference is that between Chayve Shekvum Lem Zman and Ida Benida, Tachsisei HaKolben, there's a lot of differences, but the Mishnah is not speaking about that. Zot Rashi. Ein bein bome, ein hefrish, b'shas etar abomis, bein bome gdoyle, zem izbeach shal moyshe ba'oidei b'noi v'givim, le bome ktane, mizbeach shal yochid, shekol yochid v'yochid, oise bome la'atzme. Korev b'bome ktane, betz nida v'nida, kol she'ene nida v'nida, bezbochim yalav lo b'perik basm.
So the Gemara had learned that the Gemara had held that Abom Magdoila is lav davke ki bi makrif chayvis akavu lamzman. The Gemara held that hu adin other chayvis she could also be makrif by Abom Magdoila. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Psochim v'suloi, only psochim. So Rashi seems to say pshat that psochim v'suloi v'ktoni seife kol she'ene nida v'nida ene kore b'bo mektane. So abo mektane is only nida v'nida. V'ilu b'gdoil oyim akrivim kabonis sibor tmidim umusofim v'kos al kedaitoch ba'av choyves sibor she'en kavulem zman Hoyu kreivim bo, kigoyin par helam dobo, shal tzibor siri aboy dezore. For some reason, Rashi does not, the Rashash tachs mezmoire, this Rashi does not want to learn that the Gemara's kasha was tmidim and mesofim also. The Rashi learned the Gemara's kasha was that the Gemara understood you could say psochim is kein psochim, but, the Gemara held that it's lav davke kein psochim. Psochim is davke kvulam zman. Afilu, siria by the zore, par helm dobe, it also applies. So the Gemara says, moni rab shimeni. The sign rab shimenoima, av tzibu lo hikrivu elo psochim, vachoyvesh shekvulam zman. Abul Chayve Shenkevulam Zman Hoche Vahoche Loikor. Umani Rab Shimonhi, Rashi was Geiris Umani. Umani Rab Shimonhi, so Memela, so therefore the Gemara's kasha was on Chayvish and Kvulam's man, that according to Rab Shimon, you can't be makib on Abom Magdoila. Zogt Rashi came psochim, v'chol Chayvish akvum lam's man kipsochim. Moni mas nisen diktoni de bomektane en korev bo shum Chayve. V'omar de b'om gedoyle lo yadif amino elo b'choyves akavu alahem zman. So Rab Shimoni, d'omar perik basra de zvochim, av tzibo lo hikrivu b'om gedoyle shum choyvo, elo psochim v'choyves akavu alahem zman. Lak tmidim amasofim. Abo choyves ein kavu alahem zman, kigayim par elam dovo, Osiria by the Zore, Hoche Vahoche Loikorev. Avo Kidarabon and the Hosom Loime took me Masnis. But our mission does not go according, that's Umoni Rab Shimon, it's only going according to Rab Shimon. The Omri, they hold Kol Shahat Sibo, Makriven Boil Moyed Shebe Midbo, Makriven Boil Moyed Shebe Gilgo, the Hebo Megdoile, Vafilu Par Helam Dovo. So therefore the Mishnah is going only according to Rab Shimon and not according to the Chachamim there. Zog Taisus. Moni Rab Shimoni da Omar av Tzibo loy hikriva. Nire. De kivin de mokminen la masnisen ke Rab Shimon. So if the Mishnah, the race is going according to Rab Shimon, im kein seife nami osi kibose. The Sefer says that what? What are you makim on the bom ektane? Nida v'nida. The ktani is a klal. Kol anida v'nida v'kore v'bom. Because the nazir is to have a dover anida v'nida. Kedemrini b'perik shein nida t'mure. V'lohochi isla Rab Shimon perik basra d'zvochim. The menocha is a nazir is en kov afilu b'bom agdoyle. So Lachaire, if the Reish is going according to Rab Shimon, so how can we hear? Why did Moreh say Psareish Rab Shimon? The Seif is not Rab Shimon. The Seif says Klo that Nidav and Nidav Yemakriv by a bomb ktan, and he also fell by a bomb gdele, you're not makriv all nidav and nidav. And nosir and menoches, you're not makriv. Vishloime dohochi mefarshe masnis. Ze haklau. Kol anidav v'nidav shekorev be bomb gdele, kigoin. Oilo shlomim liyochin, korev be bomb ktan. Behold, we don't mean every nidav that's nikra bebom gdoila. Behold, shayne nidav and nidav, va'af al pi shekore bebom gdoila, and kore bebom gdoila. Abel maidu, the yesh nidav and nidav, shayne kore v'loi bebom gdoila, v'loi bebom gdoila, And that is speaking about that's speaking about a nozer and menoches that's not nikra by both of them.